I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Pardon My Stash. Welcome to Pardon My Stash, a podcast about crafting within the fiber arts and how awesome it is.
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Ghosts.
Yeah, Steve's here.
Ooh, ghosts. Steve's a ghost. God.
Before we get into today's topic, which is a banger, what are we working on this week? Actually, it's been a little while. What have we been working on while we have been on break? Let's start with you, Tina.
Over the break, I did lots of things. I ended up rebranding Fienerina Knitwear to Fienerina Designs. I did that mainly because it was odd to like put my bags and like graphic art stuff with knitwear. It like didn't make sense. So nothing really changed. Like it's still the same products and like patterns and stuff that I'm doing. I just
a new name.
Wanted it to be more encompassing.
I love that.
Also, I really, really wanted to change my logo because my logo skills sucked like several years ago and I just really wanted to update it.
Fresh new. I like the updated one.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's got lots of teal.
Yes, yeah. I noticed.
Teal. I did a lot of Yarn Saver stuff as well, and that's been going really good. With that, I also went and they had that bag sale going on, and my intention was to go in there to buy sweater quantities for 4 sweaters I have in mind, not for right now, but just like in general.
Bag sale where?
At our favorite friends, Village
Wool. Oh, Village Wool.
They're having their winter sale.
Are they?
They are.
They are. I saw it on the web, on Facebook.
And I'm on their newsletter now, so that's how I found out.
Oh, that'll do it.
When
does that run till?
The 8th.
Oh.
I don't go to it every single time, but this time I did because I did have 4 very specific sweaters that I want to make. So I went and got some sweater quantity stuff. And then I grabbed some Malabrigo because why not? And
I mean,
why not?
Well, have you started or worked on any projects?
Yes. So over the break, I don't think I finished anything over the break. And then for my current project, I have today that I've been working on when I've been able to work on stuff. It is the Northward Beanie by Tin Can Knits, and I'm using Sugar Maple Fibers Bulky Weight in the colorway Sugar Maple. I know that's a lot of sugar maple, but it's just how it is. The color's like orange with like a little bit of black in it, like brownish black. It's a single ply, so there's like not, it's a little loose, but I kind of like it that way.
It looks like fall.
It is. That's why I got it, because it does look very fally. So that's what I figure. In my head, I've tried to approach knitting with what I'm going to do later, not right now. Because if I say I'm going to do it right now,
you're not going to do
it. I'm not going to do it.
I know.
So I figure I'm like, oh, this will be a nice beanie to wear in the fall.
Yeah.
And if I finish it for this winter, fantastic.
And if not, then it will be ready for whenever.
It will be ready to go. Yeah.
I love that for you. Jess?
I built a lot of Legos.
Congratulations.
They're awesome. And I started the Cat Knit Pullover by Andrea Rangel. Rangel? I'm sorry. I'm butchering your last name. It's super cute. It's Smug Cats.
It's pretty good.
And they're being adorable. And I'm using the Critical Hit Dyes yarn Sorcerer because cashmere and Displacer and Embers.
Did you finish anything while we've been on break?
No.
Oh.
Lots of Legos.
No, well,
I finished a ton of Legos. You also finished your 30s.
I did. I am now into the 40s of my life.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I've entered the 40s. It is thus far been disappointing, but that's okay.
Well,
I swear, like,
consider the times.
The minute you turn 40s, everything starts to break. I don't know why. Didn't you like sprain your finger like 2 days after?
No, I actually sprained it like 2 weeks before, and it was just worse by 2 days after. So I finally was told to go to the darn doctor, and I did. But then I didn't have to pay for the brace because insurance covered it. So that was nice.
Lest you think she's old lady level grinding, I had to make the appointment for her.
Hey.
So she's still a child.
But I drove to it alone.
I'm proud of you.
Wow.
Meg?
I've honestly been sitting here this entire time and I'm trying to think about what I did in the last like 6 weeks, and I'm struggling to think of what I did.
You did some embroidery.
I did pick up embroidery as a new craft. Jess gave me a like an introductory kit from Clever Poppy where you learned, I think it was like 9 different types of stitches. And I finished that in like 3 days.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I actually bought 2 more kits because they had a post-Christmas sale, and I'm working on another one right now. I'm about halfway done with it, and I am having a lot of fun with it. I'm not, like, I tried to start to do some, like, on my own without, like, a kit, and I don't think I'm quite there yet, but I am really enjoying it. I did a lot of walking over winter break. I hit my hike goal and step goal for the year, so that felt really good.
January?
No, in December. For December. Oh. Like I'm talking back to Christmas. Like
Oh, yes.
No, I had a mileage goal and I had a hike goal, and I hit them both the last week of December. So I was cutting it kind of close.
I mean, you could have just let me think that you made your
yes.
like all your goals in January.
No, but
like,
you know
I
what?
I was hella impressed.
In keeping with that, I had a rough start to the year with my foot. It was really bothering me. And one of my resolutions for the year, my only resolution for this year, was I was going to be kinder to myself, and I was going to try to make decisions that were healthier for me. And I made my mileage goal was going to be the exact same goal as last year. And after like 3 days into the new year, when I realized my foot was in a lot of pain, and I was giving myself a lot of grief for not keeping up with the mileage count every day that I was going to need to do to hit that goal, I cried a little bit like a big kid, and I readjusted my mileage goal. And I said, you know what, if I hit this and my foot feels better, I'll extend it again, but I'm going to be smart. I've actually, the last couple weeks, I've taken a little bit slow, and my foot is actually feeling a lot better for the first time in months, which is great. Yeah. I think I really needed to do that, because I was so hell bent on like hitting that goal that I pushed myself probably more than I should have last year. But I think 2 weeks has been really good for me. So learned a lesson there. And work is work. We're halfway through the year, which is fantastic. And I'm really happy about that. And I can't wait to get to summer. But anyway, I tore out everything that I was working on the last week of winter break.
Did it feel good?
It didn't. And It was, I tore out both projects because they both had mistakes that I could not fix without either a ton of work or without ripping everything back to the point where I might as well start again. And I said, forget it. And that was when I did the embroidery for a while. And right as the year was beginning, I pulled out a sweater that it actually lets me do both. It's a standard, your basic standard top-down DK knit sweater, but it has embroidery on it. So I'm looking forward to that.
Is that what we're working on now?
It's called Malva Rosa by Candy Key of Expression Fiber Arts. It's, again, it's just a basic sweater, but then there's flower embroidery around the yoke that you do when you're done with it. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm knitting it out of yarn that I had just dye for about 3 projects ago. And it's Critical Hit Dyes Warlock in the colorway Vishka. So it is, it's knitting up nice. It's soft. I'm hoping it takes, but we all know from past years, anything I start before May is a crapshoot. So we'll see. What about you?
I have started and finished up an entire project.
Yeah.
See, that's impressive.
I am very excited for me. I would like to thank me for believing in me, for sticking with it. Start to finish, I'm very excited. This is, my coworker is about to have her second baby, and I knit her a bunch of like little things. I haven't finished making all of the little things, but I shouldn't say finish, but I will. I still got like 2 weeks before she leaves, 3 weeks before baby gets here. So I got plenty of time. It's hats. I'm going to make hats.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. But the project that I started and finished is the Lion Brand Martha Stewart's Crafts diagonal eyelet baby blanket. You knit it from like corner to corner, which I loved because it goes by really fast.
And it gets bigger and then it gets smaller.
It gets bigger and then it gets smaller. Like, I could not ask for a better project. I used Loops and Threads Snuggly Wuggly.
Aww.
And it's in soft lilac. It is.
It's a very pretty purple.
It is a very pretty purple. I love it. She's having a little girl.
That's very pretty.
Yes. But I'm very happy for me. And I'm very happy for her. But I'm very happy for me because I did this so fast.
That is really fast.
As always, thank you so much to Jimmy Beans Wool at jimmybeanswool.com for being our sponsor. And if you're interested in more Pardon My Stash stuff, check out pardonmystash.com. We got a blog where you can check out our current projects, patterns, and yarns, and more. All right. I got the banger. Okay. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Oh, boy.
You're actually going to have
scared.
A lot. No, don't be scared. It's a lot of fun. We are going to play a fun game. It's called This or That. You already know the rules. I'm not even going to explain it.
Well, I hope there aren't more rules than that.
The rules are this or that, okay?
Yeah.
It's like the time that you said, have you ever looked up the lyrics to Tequila? I'm like...
So for 2 seconds, I went, wait, there's rules to this or that? Because I thought, okay,
maybe we do need rules.
I thought it was just in the title, guys.
Oh my God, I'm dead. All right. Just for clarification, I'm going to give you two different things. You're going to pick this. You're going to pick that.
Okay.
Whichever one you prefer. And then tell me why.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. I got a whole bunch. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
This or that? Knit or purl?
Knit.
Why?
I don't know. I just prefer to knit over purl.
Dana?
Purl.
Why?
Easier in Portuguese style knitting.
That is fair.
Yep.
Jess?
Knit.
Why?
Because I like color work and knitting is easier in color work.
That is fair.
There's an echo in here.
What about you?
Knit, and it's mostly because when I am knitting in the round, I can just go.
Yeah.
I can just let fly. Her rip.
Yep. Yeah. No, I'm with you there.
I have to think a little bit more when I have to purl, so
yeah.
I much prefer knitting. Stockinette or garter?
Oh. Stockinette.
Why?
I don't like the way garter looks. I'm so sorry. No, personally, not on other people's stuff. Just like when I'm making stuff, I like the way stockinet looks over garter.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm going to go with garter. I like how squishy it is. It has a really nice squish. And I'm also not a huge fan of purling. So,
Jess?
Stockinet.
Why?
Because it gets bigger faster.
Oh, that's fair. That's
true. Yeah, garter kind of collapses in on itself.
It does. I am still going to go with garter myself, though, for basically the same reason. Like, purling just is not my favorite.
Yeah, it's not mine either.
And if I were honest, this baby blanket that I just finished is half garter, half stockinette with eyelets. And, man.
Garter went
those
faster.
Those garter sections were...
flying.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it so much. It's going to get a little harder from here on out.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Moss stitch or seed stitch? Moss stitch alternates every other row.
Oh, no. Seed stitch.
Yeah. I'm going to do seed just because I I'm going to go by look. I like the way seed stitch looks over moss.
I like to have the attention. I don't have the attention span of like...
I agree with that.
I cannot, like, at least with seed stitch, it's easy. You just look at the one underneath it and you do the opposite.
Exactly.
No,
that's
I can't.
How I feel. Jess?
I hate them both. Oh. But.
Well, too bad. You got to pick one.
I kind of like the texture of moss stitch better because there's a little bit of more space in between. So you get the squish, but the soft at the same time.
So I do like the look of moss stitch. I will never do it.
Right? Like, you'll admire it from a distance.
I appreciate you, but no.
If someone else did it for me.
It is not for me. I like looking at it, but I do not have the attention span to figure out where I'm at and what needs to come next.
I don't want to look at that.
No. I don't want to think too hard.
No. Same. I think a lot during the day. This is not what I want to think.
I know. I just want to like relax and...
Watch TV.
Go.
And knit. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm with you there.
Ribbing or brioche?
I've never done brioche, so I'm going to have to go with the ribbing.
Brioche all day, every day. I'm doing ribbing right now, and I wish it was brioche.
So I, too, actually have never done brioche. I have a couple patterns saved that I want to try eventually with it. But I know I hate ribbing, and I don't hate brioche yet. So I'm going to go with brioche for now. And my opinion may change if we do this game again.
I love the yet.
Just throwing it out
I will reserve judgment.
It's got to be qualified.
As a disclaimer for brioche, it's a pain in the butt to set up, but once you're rolling, you're rolling.
I agree. And I'm also going to go with brioche for that exact same reason.
Ribbing is just terrible the whole time.
This is fair.
It really the whole time. There's no
it really
break.
Is.
Listen, I'm just going with I know what I don't like to do, and I don't yet not like brioche. Yes. So.
I also just love how squishy brioche is.
Yeah, it is really
it
squishy.
It is so squishy. Yeah. I have made so many hats with brioche, and man, I need like 10 more.
I know. I keep meaning to do projects with it, and then I get distracted by other ones, and it's just still in that... stasis loading.
Maybe we should try to do one like project together so we can both decide if we hate it together.
That's fair.
You could always do my high viz. It's
That's
a very
fair,
simple
yeah.
brioche.
Very simple it is. Brioche.
It is. Basket weave or entrelac?
I've never done either, to be perfectly honest.
No?
I know what basket weave is. I've never done a pattern that has basket weave, and I've definitely never done entrelac.
All right. What about checkerboard?
I don't think I've ever done that either.
No?
No. Really? I don't think so. I'm racking my brain.
I know that I have definitely done a scarf with checkerboard. Mm-hmm. I hated it.
Yeah, it seems like the novelty would wear off after about two sections.
It was real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because... basket weave and checkerboard and all that nonsense is a pain in the butt. I'm going to go with entrelac.
So I've never done entrelac. I had to double check because I thought I had done basket weave. And I have. You know what project was a basket weave? It was my sparkly blue cravat because I got sick of it after like row 15 or something. Actually, it was longer than that.
It was about the length of a forearm.
I feel like, I mean, entrelac looks awesome. I feel like I will run into the same issue. But if I'm going pure looks wise, I kind of like the entrelac diagonal. Yes. I think that looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
The basket weave, I feel like it, depending on the project, it'll have like a place, but the entrelac to me just looks a little cooler. So I would go with that. But you know, going with the I know if that's all that pattern is, I am going to cry.
Well, see, I mean one of the earliest projects that I have in my Ravelry is an entrelac project.
Really?
It is. I don't want to do that one anymore.
Dude, that's from like 2008. Like,
I know, it's a blanket.
Do you still have it? Or did you frog it?
No.
No, it's just safe.
In my Ravelry.
Oh, I thought you meant you started it.
No.
Oh.
No, I did not start anything.
Okay.
It's been one of those projects where you're like, yeah, that looks cool.
Dude, how many times do you do that? Do you add stuff to your queue or your favorites? And then you look back, you're like, whoa, no.
What was I thinking?
Absolutely, I will never do that.
But as I was coming up with the this or that's for tonight, I did find a different pattern on Ravelry, and it's a hat that is entrelac.
There you go.
And I really want to do it.
That might not be too bad. Because you got to think, it's shorter. It's got the decreases, so it'll get smaller at some point.
Yeah.
And they had, the way that it looked, like each, like diagonal, like each little square was a different color.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I loved that.
That looked the coolest.
Yeah. It's like, it looked patchwork. I loved it. So I might consider that. I'm not going to say that I'm going to do it because.
That's fair.
I say I'm going to do stuff all the time and then I don't. Feather and fan, or herringbone?
I've never done herringbone, so I'm going to go with feather and fan.
Did you like it?
It's one of those things that I think that I liked it, like, for an edging or something like that. Mm. If I had to do, like, a feather and fan scarf, I think that would do me in. Like, it's another one of those, like, it's only a couple row repeats, but I think it'd be very pretty for, like, an edge or, like, a small part of the project. I wouldn't want to do it for, like, a whole thing.
That is fair. I did. So Jess and I both got the same sparkly blue yarn, and I started a scarf in feather and fan, and I didn't even make enough for a cravat.
It gets tedious after a while.
It does.
It looks really pretty.
It does.
But it is a bit tedious.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Tina?
I honestly, I had to look up feather and fan because I don't think I've done it before, but that looks like a huge pain in my butt. So I'm going to go with the one I've actually done before, which is the herringbone.
See, I had to look it up because I heard feather and fan and I thought, well, yeah, I do that in crochet all the time. But I'm like,
it's a little bit
people are thinking
though.
About knitting, and I had to see, and I'd done it in knitting too. I have tried the herringbone in knitting. I don't like the way it looks, actually. Not you. I feel like there have been some patterns where they use it and it does look cool, but do not like it personally. And I feather and fan I can do in two crafts. So
fair.
I would go with feather and fan.
See, I've never done herringbone, and I feel like that's one of those stitches where you have to have the exact right needle size for the yarn that you're doing. Like, the exact right gauge and needle size. Like, it has to look right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, that is
fair. I was going to say, for me, it's like, it has to be, like, the right project. You can't just slap that on anything.
No.
It's got to be, like, really thoughtful.
Yeah.
So.
And I would want to use it right. Yeah. And I would want it to look good. Because it looks like a tedious stitch, and I don't want to put that much effort into something to have it not look good. Lace or color work?
Color work.
Color work.
Oh, wait. Hold
now,
on.
Now,
hold
I'm
on.
Talking
hold
about on. Lace pattern knitting, not lace
wait,
weight.
My initial, change it.
Hold on. My initial reaction was totally lace weight because I just completely blanked out. I just heard lace and immediately went bleh.
The other one.
that. Like as stitch patterning.
Gotcha.
Yes.
My reason, I do not like knitting lace. And it's mainly because I swear to God, and Jess has seen this live and it's awful. When I make mistakes, if I can't immediately understand how I made the mistake, it is like I have a complete mental block and I cannot figure out what I did. You make a mistake in color work, it's so easy to figure it out. It's also really easy to fix it. You just literally drop down and change the color. Lace mistakes can be catastrophic.
They can be.
And if I can't look at it and immediately figure out where I screwed up, it's like a complete mind blank. So I'll always pick color work.
Did you think about it, Tina?
All risk, all reward. Go with the lace. Because you know what? You're right. You do live on the edge the entire time.
It is.
You know, you're like, maybe it's been four rows. I could put like a, you know, what's it called? A lifeline and stuff just in case. True. Or I could just go to row five and see what happens.
See where it takes us.
I like the way that lace looks. So I'll go with lace.
Just.
It's so hard because like most of my shawls are lace and most of my other stuff is color work. But I did do a color work shawl. So if we're going by the amounts that we do it that way, I guess I do color work more.
But would you enjoy
like
more?
Like it more?
Yeah.
It's hard because here's the thing too. I usually prefer the look of lace and shawls, but I do like doing color work because it kind of flies. I get multiple colors. And usually I pick dragons, so dragons come out of it. I mean, you can't go wrong with dragons coming out of it.
That's fair. Personally, I would probably go with lace. I always liked the look of lace. The potential for tears.
See, I love the look of lace, but that's why I avoid it, is the potential for tears.
I don't know. Every once in a while, a good cry is good. It's healing.
Lace is one of those things that, like, once you mess up and you've had that horrific moment where you've had to tear back, like, so many sections, it's, you can't touch it for a while.
Yes.
But
you do go back to it.
Yeah. And when it works out, it's like, oh, yeah, that's a good feeling.
Yeah. Like, nothing beats a good finished lace project, yes, for me.
Yeah.
Like, the sense of accomplishment, A plus. Mm. Bobbles or noops? All of it sucks.
I mean, it does
all suck.
I've only ever done bobbles, though, so I guess I gotta go with that.
What weight yarn?
Doesn't matter. You choose. Choose your own adventure.
If I am doing a noop, it better be light. And if I'm doing a bulky
weight noop, it's gonna be like a baseball.
Can you imagine?
I'm just referencing. That's why I asked what weight, and she said whatever.
So P7 like, tog.
P7 top, super bulky. God. It better be light.
No.
And then for a bobble, I actually like doing bobbles in, I would say fingering or less. But yeah, I mean, a noop is a nope, right? I think that we've determined that.
I agree, noops are nopes.
Yeah.
But have you tried it in bulky?
I don't want to.
Can you imagine?
All right. Oh, I will go bobble instead of a noop. But I'm glad I gave everyone that visual.
Did you look it up? Yeah, because I forgot. Because a bobble is you increase, right? And then...
Yeah, you increase into the same stitch.
Yeah. And then the noop is just yarn overs that you
pull all together.
Yeah.
Guys, this is awful. I'm going with noop.
Well, most often noops are done in fingering weight, in
exactly.
lightweight.
And I kind of like the look of the lines rather than the poofy knits. And I use lace needles all the dang time, so they make the noops a little bit easier if people are looking for hints on that.
I am also going to go with bobble. I'm in team noop is nope. But I also have really fond memories of learning how to make bobbles on the Dwarven Battle Bonnet.
Oh, man. Back in the day.
Like,
did you make like 8 of those?
I did. You know, I made one, and then there were so many people that I knew who were just like, yes, that is the hat. Make me one.
I remember you had a whole Facebook album for your Dwarven Battle Bonnet.
I did.
And the pictures got funnier and funnier.
They did, because I started modeling them funnier and funnier.
And they were hilarious.
Yes. That is also, like, if you are looking for a really fun pattern just to do, the Dwarven Battle Bonnet 2, the second one. Oh, I really enjoyed the second one. That is A plus. You cannot go wrong. All right, now that we've done like stitch work, let's get into like hardware and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Circulars or straights? I already know the answer to this one. I know. We already have a sticker.
Yeah, no. Next question.
Fine. Down with the straights, circulars forever.
Wait. Hold on. I can make this harder. If you're doing like small circumference, circulars or double points?
Actually, that is in my...
Bring that one back around later.
But it's a good time to insert it in. I think I would much rather do the magic loop with 2 sets of circulars. And I only say that because I have a lot of experience doing double points with all those socks that I've made in the past. And the number of times that I have had stitches slide off one side or the other, like, I would much rather do the extra circulars.
This is maybe judge worthy. I just do it on the big circular, and I just keep pulling it, and it's awful. But I am sitting there on the couch going, nope, I'm not going to go get the double points. I don't even know if I have double points in this size. So we're just going to make this as uncomfortable as possible. And yeah.
Okay. But we all do that.
Do we? Is that just me?
I do that.
I'll be completely honest. For the longest time, I thought that was magic loop.
Oh, okay.
Was everybody being lazy?
I actually feel better.
No, I know it's not. I'm just saying, back in the day, I used to think that was what magic loop was.
That's
when
hilarious.
You gave up and you,
when
just,
you
kept,
just gave
and
up.
And you just kept pulling the wire.
I mean, you know you what? Just, I feel, you know? I feel better about myself now, because I'm just sitting here like, all
it
right,
is
I
magic.
Am not getting up.
It's its own brand of magic. It
is.
Okay.
It's the lazy loop is what it is.
It is.
I love the lazy loop. If y'all use the lazy loop, fess up. Join us.
Yeah, listen, and then you know, but it's funny because at that point you have that circular set where the wire is much more malleable because you've been because
you have been literally it's been clinging for dear life as you finish your hat. Yeah.
Yep.
No, yep, that's a thing. That's a thing.
Oh, I love the lazy loop.
The lazy
loop. I do. It's so good. I actually like using the smaller circulars because if I use double points or even when I use the lazy loop or the magic loop, wherever it kind of like meets, I cannot figure out how not to get like the seam looking part.
Yeah. You get like a, almost like a ladder effect.
Yeah. And like a lot of times it does block out, but not always. So I prefer as least amount of that as I can. So if I can get away with just doing
a circular.
I will do it that way. Mm-hmm. And if I do have to use double points, I like the shorter ones, which
agree.
I feel like I'm wrestling with a hedgehog and not a porcupine, so it's less painful.
That's fair. Less spiky.
Knitting charts or written instructions?
Charts all the way.
Depends on the pattern.
Yeah.
If it's hard. A really basic pattern, don't give me a chart. Come on.
Oh, yeah. If it's just like, you know, four different stitches repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't need a chart. But if it is like, I don't like it when it's like actually like a relatively complicated with lots of increases and everything. And you don't give me a chart.
Yeah.
If I see something that looks complicated and then I say written instructions only, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah,
I'm just not.
That's what I meant.
I think it's more like use your judgment wisely.
Yeah,
you don't always need charted instructions, but if it's gonna be more complicated than a simple knit pattern and a couple of rows,
if your instructions fit on more than one line for a single row, you need a chart.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's kind of my
definitely my
advice.
Yeah. Definitely.
But yeah, so I'll go with chart just because if it's that complex situation, but again, if it's way too simple, please don't chart that. That's a waste of paper.
Yeah.
No, I'm in the same boat. I mean, the enchantment shawl that I did, most of it was a chart, but then there were sections that were written and they were like four lines long and it was like, why would you do this to me? And so it was in a book, so I printed it out, the page, so I could go down and move. And it was like a repeated section and I had to keep moving. That was kind of awful. I see why they did it because I don't know how they could have put it into the chart, like looking at it. But at the same time, I was like, this is so hard. Other than that, yeah, I agree. If it's a super simple one, just write it out. It's usually fine. Color work, please just do charts. Do a chart for color work.
Oh, God, yeah, no. You have to.
That gets tough to read.
There's color work without charts.
No, and it'll just be like CCMC, CCMC, and there's numbers. And if you lose, like if you look at your, and then look over, and then you lose your spot, it's like you get panic. Yeah.
I would not.
I am counting and recounting all the time, trying to make sure I'm on MC and not a CC.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that's horrified and didn't know this, because I did not know this.
I have not done many color work, like anything. But like that sounds like a nightmare.
Most people will do chart only. Some do both, and I have run across a few that are like, "Here's the written," and it's like it would be so much easier just to color in a grid.
Imagine tech editing that. Like you couldn't pay me enough to tech edit that pattern. No way.
I mean, if you want to do the written, that's fine. But at the end of the day, like, just do the chart, man. Especially if it's color work, it's just.
I feel like it's so much easier to make a chart too with just colors. But okay, you do you, boo.
I much prefer a chart for almost everything.
Yeah,
at least something. Even because a lot of times it'll have a chart and a written, and every once in a while, if I feel like I'm confused or I want to make sure I'm doing it right, I'll go to the written just to make sure. So having both is nice, but I feel like a lot of times I find the charts just a little bit easier for me, and again that's easier because I'm more visual that way. Same. Anyway, so I have an easier time finding where I am on a chart than in a written portion.
I agree with that entirely.
And for people who haven't worked with charts yet, or you're nervous because you've only worked with written or you don't really understand charts, take the time to like learn the symbols. Because
also, like, charts are not as scary as they initially look.
No, always check the key though, because some people use different things. So don't just automatically assume you know what they're talking about.
And check which direction it's going. Oh, that sometimes they go. Sometimes they go the other directions. Way. Yep.
Yeah, I know they all could be different. I'm just more saying like if. Just in general, like go find a simple color work or something that has a chart and just look at it and just like see if you can see what they're trying to tell you to do. Okay. Color work's probably an easy one to do because there's not like it's like do that color or do this color. But like if you want to like get into something more complex with like actual stitch differences, you could do that, but
I love cable charts.
I will add though. Okay, I have to admit, just thinking about it, I prefer crochet written.
Oh no, crochet charts are the devil.
Crochet, no. And the biggest issue is that sometimes it's just hard to tell what they're showing and where the stitch starts in the next row, and so it can get really confusing. Once I already know the pattern, the chart is fine because I'm like, okay, I know where I'm at. But when I'm first doing it, I'm like, do they want me to start with a double or a triple? Or is that something completely different? Because the things all look very similar and they're very close together, especially the more intricate you get. It gets a little scary. So crochet, please add a written part to your crochets because that's awesome. If not, that's fine too, but I'll cry more.
Metal needles or wooden needles?
I'm a big fan of metal.
What about plastic?
I can live with plastic. I have a lot of inherited plastic needles from my grandmother and even some circulars. And I don't mind them. They're not my fave, but I don't mind them. I don't really like wooden though.
I'm always afraid that it's happened. Like it's a real fear. It's based in fact. I sit on my needles sometimes, and the wooden ones do not survive. Mm. My rear is ample. Well, it will take those needles out. So definitely metal all the way for me.
Yeah, I'm stuck in limbo again because I have different reasons for using wood and different reasons for using metal.
Yeah, you do go back and forth.
I do. When I'm using something like this that has a very little ply, you better not put this on wood because that's going to be pain in the butt getting caught and everything. But if I'm using like a cotton that's going to fall off my metal needles, then I'm going to want to break out my wood ones.
That's fair.
Also severely depends on the project I'm working on. Cause like if it's like a project where I'm having like a really long row, I actually prefer the wood over the metal because it just holds better for me. Like if I'm having like I have 100 stitches or something more on a row. If I have to pick, I don't like this one.
If you could only knit with one or the other for the rest of your life, we'll go extreme.
Then I will say wood. I'm not going to do metal. If I absolutely had to, I'd be grumpy about it.
I respect that.
I'm going to be grumpy about it, but I'll go wood.
Well, don't let them around me.
Oh, our cats eat wooden ones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. So they chew them. That's right out.
Honestly, like, depending on the plastic, I don't mind plastic. But I have a tendency to warp my plastic ones after a while. You're laughing at me, but it's true.
Well, I think all plastic needles tend to like bend and warp after extensive use anyway.
Mm-hmm. Metal are probably the best here because I don't have to worry about jerks using them as floss and then ruining the side. Also, the plastic and the wood, like the wood is great if you're worried about stuff sliding. At the same time, I've noticed with both plastic and wood, if you're not careful, like it tends to get like, I can't explain it, but there gets like a film on it almost. And it doesn't matter if you wash them, it's like sticky. Also, stores need to stop putting stickers on like the needles.
Oh my God.
Yes. Side note. Oh, I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Goo Gone is your friend, but even that, like, it takes a while to scrub that off. Otherwise,
oh, do you know what works better? Hand sanitizer. Breaks down the sticky stuff.
But yeah, metal's probably my go-to, and that's also because I have a bias with lace points.
I was just going to say what you brought up with the wood. I find that with the cheaper needles. Mm. If you get like a nice wood set, you're not going to have that problem.
That weird.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, because when I, no offense to Clovers, but when I use Clovers and I use them for like a longer project for a long time, it's like, yeah. You get that weird, like,
yeah, it's just like a,
do you know, do you know what I wonder that it is? I wonder if it's like the oils from your skin absorbing into the wood.
Yeah, it could be.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can tell you my nitpicks, I don't have that problem. My nice nitpicks.
No, they probably do a better finish, you know, or something.
Like the Clovers, yeah, they just kind of disintegrate. But like, I just like, no. But the, and I can't speak on any other ones. I just, for me, the nitpick ones don't have that problem.
I have exactly one set of wooden needles, and it was like I ordered them not realizing that they were wooden. I should have, because they were ebony.
Yeah, I remember when you got those, yeah.
I know. But I'm happy with them. I probably will not use them as often as I would with my metal ones. Mm. Like I use them for the project that I was working on, but now I think like I do worry that I'm going to put them down and sit on it.
That's fair.
What a waste of money. I enjoy them when I'm using them. Like, having them is not the waste of money. But if I sit on them and break them, that will be such a waste. Knitting with beads or knitting with sequins?
Beads. Because sequins are sticky and they bend if you don't do them right. And usually with sequin, like, unless you use a bead as well, they like go sideways. And I don't, like, you get the yarn with the sequins on them and they're all sideways and stuff. And they feel weird to me. I don't like the feeling of them. They just feel scratchy. Mm. Beads, you know, yes, they're a texture, but they're usually a smoother I guess you could use the triangle beads, but I don't, so I can't speak for that. But
I agree with you on the texture thing. My mom used to buy me like sweaters and stuff that had sequins, god awful sweaters.
Yeah, well, okay, it was the 80s.
It was and the 80s and the 90s.
Like, that was the sequin era.
Oh my god, and I hated wearing them. They had the worst texture.
They're also like scratchy.
Yeah,
like they are abrasive.
It felt like
skin.
A cheese grater, like wearing a cheese grater. I did not like it.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, based on the yarn that's come in with sequins on it, I'm gonna go with Jess. Jess is correct. Let's go beads.
Yeah.
Team bead here.
Team bead.
Knitting in the round or knitting flat? Do you want to go back and forth, or do you want to go round and round and round and round and round? Which one do you think I like?
I wonder.
Round and
it's
round
really
round.
Tough to tell.
I'm easy. I'll go round.
It just goes faster. You just have to keep going.
I really don't know on this one. I like both. I don't think I could pick one or the other. Most of my projects last year were back and forth. But if we're talking sweaters, round.
Yeah, sweaters I'd go round, because I know I'm terrible at seaming, and it's probably something I should work on, but I don't want to. Eventually, I'm going to have to work on it if I get back around to that blanket, but that's on a pause right now. And again, because I do tend to like color work, and that is way better in the round. Like, listen, I steeked a thing so I could do color work in the round and have it flatten. But like, if you're doing like those nice lace work shawls, like, you gotta go back and forth.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't.
Yes.
You can't really knit lace in the round.
Yeah,
like, for
it's
a shawl.
It's just not quite the same.
No, it's not.
So yeah, that one's a tough. I guess if I had to choose, I'd go round and figure out steeking better and how to make lace work the best I could, I suppose.
I think that's fair. And you can have like the best of everything. I don't want to steek though.
That's fair. You know what? Like I over Christmas, we had a conversation about that, and I said, you know, I used to be like, I have to have like every single one of these tricks in my wheelhouse, and now I'm just like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to knit that. Like, I don't need to be a complete knitter. I do not need all of these things. And I feel like that's some growth there. Yeah. Instead of being like, well, I really need to like learn that skill. You know what? There are some skills I just don't care to learn.
Steaking just scares me.
Like, I do want to steak, but
of putting in all of that work and then losing it. And not just losing it, but like, cutting it.
I steaked my swatch the other day because I didn't feel like knitting back and forth, but I still had to measure it as a flat. So I knit in around and then cut it.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just impressed that you swatched. Like,
well, I mean, I am too.
Here comes the purists that are like, but that is not testing your gauge flat. That's testing your gauge the round.
No, you know what?
It worked, guys.
Well, I tested it for the sweater that was going to be in the round, so I did have to do it in the round anyway. And do you want to see it, though? Because I totally didn't follow the directions anyway. This is my swatch.
It's so little.
Yeah. I didn't need it to be that big.
I just didn't realize you steeked that.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering where the steek was. No,
it's way smaller. I did half of the swatch, and then I was like, yeah, that's enough. And then I didn't do it right anyway because I was supposed to then do the color work and the size up, and I didn't. And I just kept the color work on the same size. I like the sweater, though, guys. Don't do what I'm doing. I know I'm not following the directions completely, but it's gauged for me.
But Jess has a way of making things work out, even if you don't follow it the right way.
Listen, it happened, and the cats are cute, and I didn't have the needles, and I wanted to make the cats. So, but I made a swatch.
Oh, it was for this?
Yeah, it was for this. So, because I hadn't done Sorcerer before in a sweater, so I was like, yeah, I probably should check on that a little bit. Like, Ranger I got down, but yeah, so I did do it, but I know something people are still going to be like, yeah, but did you actually do it? I'm like, yes and no, okay?
There is an actual
from
swatch.
Me, this is like 140% right here from me, okay? Like,
If it makes you feel any better, Jess, I am currently making this pattern work for what I have done because I'm not going back, guys. So
what,
I feel like
what did
Jess.
You do?
I skipped about 5 rows.
Tina.
It's not necessary. I'm gonna put them in later. We don't need them right now.
Those are rows later. For later, okay?
It's just gonna look a little different on the bottom.
They're arriving late. Okay.
Oh my god. We've moved fashionably from this or that into true confessions.
They're fashionably late.
No, you know what? And then I thought to myself, you know what? No, I don't even like those 5 rows there. I'm gonna put them later.
Yeah.
So I did it on purpose. That's what I'm telling myself.
Oh my god.
I want the cable to start at the ribbing, not this little thing at no.
Do you realize that if you said nothing, nobody would have known that you did something
weird?
No, I'm
just telling you. Like, I understand.
Listen.
I also
wing it.
I also wing my shit.
Watch me. Oh, God. When I got home today, I told Frank what I was going to be doing.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, we're going to play this or that for the podcast. Okay? And he was like, oh, can I give you one? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, a Frank question?
It's a Frank question, but it's not this or that.
Oh.
Because he didn't understand what this or that was.
Okay.
He needed the rules.
I guess there are rules for this or that. All right.
So what did he have?
I think he thought I was asking for a would you rather question.
Ah, okay. That's all right.
Which is
that's
a little kind of different.
Yeah, but it's okay. It counts.
But he came up with a banger.
Okay.
For a year, a whole year, 365 consecutive days.
Okay.
Would you rather knit Spider-Man onesies?
Well, I wonder where the Frank part comes in.
No.
Or knit pants for Bruce Banner, knowing that they will be ruined every time he turns into the Hulk. And these are the only projects that you can work on for an entire year.
Do the pants, can there be some variety in the pants?
I'll say yes.
I'm going to go with the pants then. At least I'll get to knit different things and I won't get bored. The Spider-Man onesie I think is going to get old.
Oh, but think of all the color work that you can do and there's so many variations.
I could do variations in color work on Bruce Banner's pants.
Listen,
Are these adult onesies or baby ones?
This is also a really good
they
question.
They are teenager onesies, and he's like super skinny.
Oh, so oh, for the Miles Spider-Man.
Or for,
Spider-Man.
Like,
for the Spider-Man. Yeah. Okay.
How many does he need?
Well, a year's worth.
What I can make worth. In a year? Sounds like one. All right. I'm down for
the
onesie.
Do you
onesie.
Know what? That's what I told Frank too.
The onesie.
I was say, are we? So we're not talking Peter Parker. We're talking like Miles, right?
Like, he did not specify.
Either so way, it's a tiny man.
No, dude, Peter Parker is bigger. Okay, that's what I mean. Miles,
it's true. Miles is a wee thing.
I don't even know who Miles is. So there's that.
He's the new Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's awesome.
I don't know.
They're all tiny men. Whether you want to say Peter Parker's a big man or not, I'm telling you, Pat Gleason just walked in the room and he said he's small.
Yeah, I had no idea that was a person.
Well,
I don't know enough about Spider-Man.
He did not specify which Spider-Man. Which I am taking to mean it leaves it open to interpretation for whichever Spider-Man onesie you would want to make.
Lego Spider-Man.
Because
got
there
it.
Are-
I didn't know.
There you go.
I was like,
there it is. And I'm only making one. That's my cap. My onesie
those,
cap.
With
is
size
one.
Like 0000
yep.
needles.
Yep.
Okay, but yep. here's
I'm dead. I'm done.
Here's the thing with the Hulk ones, though. Just to throw this one out here, okay? Because you gotta try and think about it. When the Hulk in like all the shows, he is not hulking out in knitted pants, okay? Those are like polyester, whatever
pieces
kind
of garbage.
Pieces
yeah.
of garbage. So one has to assume like knit things do grow pretty well if you use the right stitch. So if I made one with a whole ton of crazy ribbing in it.
That's fair. Maybe he wouldn't split them.
Yeah.
Like,
that begs the question, though. How does the pants get bigger in the first place?
This is a good point. Everything else is splitting, but the pants tend to stay on. And like, we're grateful for that.
Based on
for
the cartoon I watched.
We're grateful
looking
for
at
that.
It, that leads me to believe that his calves get really huge, but his thighs and like waist... in comparison, only get so big.
It's true.
Like he's skipping leg day a little bit.
He does have a much smaller waist.
He's Doritos.
Sure.
So
he's a Dorito.
Then his calves are pretty massive. Like his feet and calves are pretty massive.
This is the best question. Thank you, Frank.
Very top heavy.
I'm not gonna lie. When you said you started with Spider-Man, and I was like,
how could this get better?
No, I was waiting for. Knitting something like a onesie for the Hulk, not the Hulk, for Godzilla. I was waiting for the Godzilla question because we all know Frank loves Godzilla.
He does
a lot.
He does.
I was surprised by the Hulk. The Hulk threw me.
He did not bring up Godzilla at all. I was very
that's different for Frank.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna go with the onesie because. I don't understand the physics of the Hulk.
That's fair. That's fair.
That is fair.
I don't understand.
I think I would also go with Spider-Man just because I do think that it does like open it up for like variation.
Mm. Sure. There's so many different incarnations of Spider-Man.
Exactly.
You could do a whole bunch of different ones.
Listen, if I could come up with pants that like Tony Stark could not figure out how to make for the Hulk, I would feel accomplished is all I have to say.
That's fair. Same. Yeah, same. Man, we should have Frank ask more questions. Like, that was a good one.
I mean, we have talked about doing an interview with Frank
Patrick. We should do that. Sounds
I'm
good.
Sure Patrick will have not great questions at all.
I don't know. I think Pat
I'm
will
waiting
be a
for
surprise.
Him to crack out a good one. Like, I feel
guys,
like he might.
Guys, I'm nervous. We can't put Pat on the air. My husband is, I love my husband. His humor is dark and crude.
But we are not live. We are not live.
That's true. So you just might hear all these odd pauses in between all of his questions.
And us going like, okay, great question.
Next.
Maybe one day I'll bring Frank. Thanks for tuning in this week for our game show night. We all won.
Did we though, or did Frank win?
I think Frank is the like top winner.
Congratulations.
Well, anyway, for additional content and opportunities to connect with the four of us, Check out our website at pardonmystash.com and be sure to tune in next time for more laughs, loves, llamas, and maybe some more game shows at Pardon My Stash.